Dry Lands and For Sure on the Stones, before that from Goat's Head Soup and Hide Your Love at 14 minutes past 8, the Full English Breakfast Show. Just looking at some of those pictures from the storms on Friday, absolutely, it's mind-boggling, isn't it?
How water
can cause so much damage. And one of the most impressive, well, if you can call it that, photos was that the main road running through the Vesubi Valley, just where the Chirini turnoff is, and the road, which is quite wide there, and there's a traffic island in the middle, completely washed away, absolutely swept away. If you'd like to help in donating some items or even some money to the relief fund, there are several different charities, including the Monaco Red Cross, and some also localised charities that some of our listeners are involved in. And you'll find all the links on our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. They're looking for about €1 billion altogether to repair all the damage, which is going to take years. And Mars will make its closest approach to Earth in more than 2 years this month as it reaches its point of opposition in the night sky. And NASA has described the red planet's appearance as effectively a full Mars, offering the best chance to view our planetary neighbour in nearly 20 years. On Tuesday, the 13th of October, Mars will shine brighter than it has since 2003, and it won't appear like that again until 2035. So it's quite a long wait. Now, Mars reaches opposition every 26 months, meaning Earth passes directly between the Sun and Mars. October's opposition will be extra special due to the orbits of Earth and Mars lining up to be at their closest to each other. The astronomical phenomenon will see Mars rise as the Sun sets and set as the Sun rises. Combined with a new moon supermoon in the middle of the month, it will give both casual sky gazers and seasoned astronomers a rare chance to view Mars at its most spectacular. Isn't it the Hunter Moon coming up?
Is it? I don't know.
Yes, I think it is, at the end of the month. And with the naked eye, Mars will appear brighter and more distinguished in the night sky, while with a telescope, it will be easier to make out features such as polar caps and volcanoes. You'd be getting your telescope out?
I might.
Remind me to ink the eyepiece before you look at it. I got a hat-trick in the pop quiz yesterday.
Were you on your own, weren't you? Did you make them up yourself?
Yeah.
No cheating.
Only answer one question.
What was it?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think you know the answer?
Go on.
Several people. Who sang vocals on Pink Floyd's Have a Cigar?
No, I don't know.
No? Okay. No.
Anybody who got it right?
Yeah, a few people got it right, actually. Okay. Roy Harper.
Today's pop quiz, question number one. On this day in 2011, in a poll by Rolling Stone magazine, which song by Starship was named worst song of the 1980s?
And if We built this city.
Well done. And if you can get an extra point, if you can tell me which songs came in second place by the Swedish band Europe.
And, Final Countdown.
Yeah, and third place was a song by Christopher.
Lady in Red.
Well done. Question number two. On this day in 1984, David Bowie scored his sixth UK number one album. The album featured the single Blue Jean. What was it called?
Tonight.
Correct.
It wasn't a very good album, actually.
And finally, 1966, who reached number eight in the UK charts with the following lyrics? If it's love that you want, baby, you've got it. From the depth of my soul, baby, you've got it. But I've been watching you and I don't think that you're game. Girl, there's no need to explain.
Don't know.
Okay, and the chorus was, so I'm giving you the title of the song here, Any Way That You Want Me.
Bend me, shape me, any way you want me.
No, you're making it up now.
Well, I'm not. It's, bend me, shape me was...
Ujamaa Flop.
Mm. Yeah, Ujamaa Flop, yeah.
It was the Troggs.
The Troggs?
Yes.
With a girl like you.
Any Way That You Want Me.
Yeah.
Not familiar with it?
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, you will be now. It's my earworm over the weekend.
Was it? I say. Tell me more.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. After being very rude about my golf game, thank you very much. How is that to start an interview on a Tuesday morning? It was very rude.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I mean, it's a change from you bullying me, doesn't it, really?
But this idea of bullying you continue to promote is absolutely unacceptable and untrue.
So the ICTN's back tomorrow, is it?
clear, crystal sound, hopefully, from tomorrow. So let's see where we go. Engineers are working round the clock to fix it.
Does look like it's on its last legs, the ISDN system, which is a bit of a shame, but I mean, it's quite expensive, isn't it? You have to pay for the calls both ways, whereas you don't on the internet. But just the quality of the internet, Skype, yeah, it's hit and miss. I mean, Zoom's okay, but it's not crystal clear like ISDN. And what's this other one you keep going on about?
Clean feed is pretty good.
That's pretty good, is it? Okay, well, we might have to try and set that up for the next time your ISDN goes kaput. But it generally looks as if the ISDN is going to be a thing of the past within a couple of years, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, markets, good day to start the week on Wall Street. President Trump went home and prospects for a fresh stimulus package have brightened as well.
Yeah, lots of optimism around President Trump's prognosis. A wave of merger and acquisition speculation in Europe, as you say, fiscal stimulus hopes certainly pushing equity markets higher. Speedy recovery for the president would help to remove additional, and it's very much additional, uncertainty over the election, stimulus negotiations and his Supreme Court nomination. On the corporate front, European banking sector got a boost on talks of tie-ups. Telecoms were up and on news of deals to Vodafone and Telecom Italia next year, and SIA agreed a deal to create one of Europe's largest payment providers. On Wall Street, major equity indexes rebounded from Friday's weakness, best day actually in 4 weeks, led by the likes of energy, healthcare and technology. Markets also watching those US election polls very carefully indeed. A stronger lead for Biden in both the national polls and swing states, and the possibility of a clear winner rather than a close election, a prolonged legal battle, also perhaps seen as positive by markets. In terms of performance, S&P 500 is up 1.8% yesterday. NASDAQ was up 2.3%. Should filter through to a stronger start on the European bourses this morning, where we're currently calling FTSE up 16 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 38 points. CAC 40 Paris up 16 points.
No wonder journalists enjoy their job. And the amount of kerfuffle that's been written about Donald Trump and coronavirus over the last couple of days is just absolutely mind-boggling, isn't it?
Well, he's a TV star and he knows how to frame the story. And there were some dramatic pictures as we've gone through this process on his way to hospital via the Marine One helicopter. Then that interesting drive around.
Hello. Has he gone? Do you want to come in here?
What am I going to tell you about Trump?
Yeah.
Driving around.
That's just some of the amounts of column inches that have been devoted to, you know, is he
waiting for the numbers to settle when it...
Hello?
This is your call.
I can't wait for the ISDN to come back. I really can't. Have you gone?
Can you hear me both?
Are you
can
back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
I'm
now.
I'm with you.
Go
on,
go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just saying, I think it will take a little bit of time for the numbers to settle when it comes to the key polls in the United States to see what effect this has truly had on the American voting public.
He's running out of time, isn't he? Only, a month to go?
Yeah, less than that now. So it's going very quickly, as you say. So it's going to be...
Yes, ping. Oh, dear. Are you coming back? See, Joe Biden's wife had to pull him out of the way.
So how honest people are in terms of their voting intentions will be incredibly important in terms of deciding where the polls are and his likelihood of winning, I think.
Don't think we're making much progress. So are we going to give up on that completely, or are you going to come back? Hello? Earth calling pots. Has he disappeared into the ether? I think we might have to play a record, you know. Before the press review at just before the 9 o'clock news from the BBC. Give up on Mr. Potts this morning. Hopefully the ISDN will be back in working order tomorrow.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
At least 7 people have died following Storm Alex, which hit the valleys behind Nice and northern Italy on Friday the 3rd of October. 8 people are still reported missing and the whereabouts of 13 others is still not known. In the hinterland of Montan, several towns remain inaccessible. Nearly 1,000 firefighters are still hard at work, with 652 people being rescued. The road leading to Latine, the RM2205, will reopen today for residents and emergency services from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Since Monday afternoon, the army have been transporting water and food supplies from Nice to those affected by the storm. The Prefecture of the Haute-Maritime announced on Monday evening the reopening of five schools in the region. Meanwhile, for those schools which remain closed, a toll-free number has been set up to support staff, students and families. The number is 0800 088 280. The Nice Côte d'Azur Chambre de Commerce has put in place a helpline number dedicated to businesses affected by the storm. For all inquiries, you can go to 0493 17 7573. That's 0493 13 7573. And those numbers are available on our website, rivieraradio.mc. 2,644 households were still without electricity on Monday evening in Saint-Martin, Vesubie, Belvedere, Venasson and Utelle. Meanwhile, Renaud Muselière, the president of the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region, said that special rail links are being established to supply Bray and Royer, and a helicopter is being chartered to connect Tende from today. Repair works on the Bray-Tende railway line will begin shortly, but it's thought they may take 2 months to complete. Haute-Maritime MP Eric Ciotti has estimated that €1 billion of damage has been caused by the storm, and French President Emmanuel Macron is to visit the area tomorrow afternoon. French Prime Minister Jean Castex has said that a procedure has begun to classify parts of the region as areas of natural disaster. He said that he expects this to be finalised at the meeting of the Council of Ministers on Wednesday. And the Monégasque Red Cross has launched an appeal for donations for those affected by a Friday storm. You can make a donation at www.croix-rouge.mc. Following Storm Alex, the Mercantour National Natural Park has said that the destruction caused has made it possible for wolves to escape. A spokesperson for the park has said that they do not represent any danger for the population, saying that they're not going to go to Saint-Martin-Vesubie to eat people, adding that the wolf is intelligent, it's a social animal, it has plenty of other animals to eat, however, adding that the only danger for them is to fight with other wild packs of wolves. In other news, restaurants have reportedly been allowed to reopen in Marseille under stricter health guidelines, while bars remain closed. Several restaurants reopened their doors on Monday lunchtime, with the move still to be confirmed by the president of the region. Meanwhile, in Paris, bars are to be closed from today for 2 weeks due to COVID-19, as new tougher measures are introduced, with restaurants subject to stricter health rules. The latest figures from Public Health France show that 710 COVID-19 patients have been admitted to hospital in the last 24 hours, including 74 people in intensive care. 70 people have died from the coronavirus since Sunday, and a total of 7,276 patients are currently hospitalised for COVID-19, including 710 who were admitted in the last 24 hours. 5,084 new contaminations have been reported in the past 24 hours, a figure much lower than the data published this weekend. Saturday saw 16,972 new cases. Finally, the SNCF has announced that reservations are open from today for the winter festive season. Tickets for TGV, Inouï and Ouigo, along with the intercity trains, are now on sale for the holiday period from December the 13th to January the 4th. Due to the current health crisis this year, all train tickets are exceptionally refundable and exchangeable free of charge. The SNCF regularly sees record sales on its site for Christmas tickets. In 2018, it sold 40 tickets per second on the opening day of sales for the end-of-year holidays.
Riviera Radio, Sports News. Tennis, Novak Djokovic is through to the last days of the French Open thanks to a straight sets win over Karen Khachanov, and will now face the 17th seed Pablo Carreño Busta. The 5th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas is also through. He beat Grigor Dimitrov and will now play Andre Rublev. In the women's event, Petra Kvitova is through to the last eight following a 6-2, 6-4 win over Shang Shuai of China. She'll now play Laura Siegmund of Germany, who beat Paula Badosa of Spain 7-5, 6-2. Football, there's been plenty of action on the last day of the transfer window in England, with Arsenal signing Thomas Partey from Atletico Madrid for £45 million and Manchester United securing the services of former PSG striker Edinson Cavani on a free transfer. Premier League spending during the window was slightly down on last year, but still higher than the rest of Europe. Here's more than BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football. Hello from Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester United were busy in the transfer market on deadline day. They've signed the Uruguayan striker Edinson Cavani on a one-year deal with an option to extend it for a further 12 months. He's been a golden boot winner in the top flight in both Italy and France, but the former Liverpool midfielder Don Hutchison is far from convinced.
I think it's a gamble. You know, when he hasn't played a single game of football for 7 months and the last two or three injuries that he had were all soft tissue injuries, it's a panic buy. But let's hope it works out for him, because the Edinson Cavani of 5-6 years ago, unbelievable player.
The Brazilian left-back Alex Telles has moved to Old Trafford from Porto for a reported initial fee of $15 million. And United have reached an agreement with Atalanta for the future transfer of 18-year-old Ivorian winger Ahmed Diallo. Arsenal got in at the last minute to sign Ghana's defensive midfielder Thomas Partey from Atletico Madrid in Spain. Everton have brought in defender Ben Godfrey from the Championship side Norwich City, that deal worth an initial fee of $32.5 million. Well, one player who's left Goodison Park on loan is Theo Walcott. He is a Southampton player again, 15 years after he left them as a teenager. Leeds United have boosted their squad with the signing of Brazilian winger Rafinha from the French team Rennes, subject to international clearance, the fee there $22 million. Chelsea's Tomori Bakayoko has moved to Italian side Napoli on loan for the rest of the current campaign. And West Ham United have released their former England midfield player Jack Wilshere. For more football news on the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
West Ham have released Jack Wilshere. They have him tied up in a cupboard or something. Everton top of the league at the moment.
So I hear.
Going great guns. You didn't buy anyone in the transfer window?
No.
Maybe you should have done. Formula One. Plans for spectators to attend the Turkish Grand Prix have been scrapped over COVID-19 concerns. There have been plans to allow a crowd of up to 100,000 to attend the race on the 15th of November, but the idea has been shelved following consultation with Turkey's Coronavirus Provincial Pandemic Committee. This weekend's Eifel Grand Prix in Germany will allow up to 20,000 fans to attend. Rugby Union, the England coach Eddie Jones has named 12 uncapped players in his training squad for the Autumn Internationals. The 28-man squad will meet for the first time today, with England playing the Barbarians on October the 25th before completing their Six Nations campaign against Italy and then playing four games in the Autumn Nations Cup. Johnny Sexton's been sidelined with a hamstring injury just 3 weeks ahead of Ireland's Six Nations game against Italy. The fly half will miss Leinster's match on Saturday and may struggle to regain fitness in time for the match against Italy. And in cycling, Geraint Thomas is out of contention for the Giro d'Italia after losing more than 12 minutes on stage 3 to Mount Etna. The 34-year-old crashed just before the start after a drinks bottle got lodged under his front wheel. Jonathan Caicedo won the stage and shares the overall lead with João Almeida.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The coastal area is up to 20 miles offshore the Anne Maritime in the Var. The general situation, a depression, 1,012 millibars over the Gulf of Genoa. There are gale warnings in force. Winds west-southwesterly, force 6, picking up to gale force 8. The sea is rough, visibleness is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,008 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, clear skies, force 6 to gale force 8, west-southwesterly winds, rough seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, there are gale warnings in force. Winds are southwesterly, force 6 to gale force 8. The sea is rough, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,008 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, clear skies, force 7 to severe gale 9, southwesterly winds, very rough seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Partially cloudy today, moderate to strong southwesterly winds, top temperature 21 degrees, overnight lows 17 degrees with partially cloudy skies, Wednesday and Thursday clear skies, windy in the Var tomorrow, highs of 22 or 23 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally.
Well, we had the words that young people will be out of touch with, such as nincompoop and sozzled and cad. Well, now apparently it's hand gestures. Yes. Gestures including what's the time, give me the bill,
could
die out because young people do not understand them.
So is that what's the time?
Yeah, what's the time? And wind up your window.
And give me the bill. How's that going?
You go like that, can I have the bill, please?
Do
and
you?
A bottle of water. Not that I often do that one.
No.
Researchers say that the gestures that have a specific meaning, which are known as emblems, are often specific to individual cultures or generations.
Doesn't work on radio, does it?
They're specific to particular devices and so lose their value as technology changes. One motion, which is under threat, has been one of the most popular in the Western world for decades. A hand to the ear with a little finger and thumb extended in order to symbolise a phone. Yes, similarly, the circular motion used to indicate the winding up or down of a car window is on its way out, and the writing in air motion to indicate to restaurant staff that a dinner is ready for the bill will also be part of history as the checkbooks become less and less common. Researchers say that younger generations just will not know what these signals are.
Yeah, I mean, checks are still fairly prevalent over here, aren't they?
Yeah.
Doesn't it really annoy you when somebody pays by check at the supermarket?
Oh, they're quite quick now, though. They can put it through the machine.
Yeah, but they still have to, you know, they fiddle around.
To get their idea.
Oh, dear. It's all contactless payments these days, isn't it?